Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
It's Greenland, like being Amish, but with more ice.
Bye.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
What am I going to say to you? I had something to say. This show sucks.
Dude, this is the worst segment we've ever done. I want to leave and never come back. This is so bad.
Hey, where's Hungarian Tracksuit Man? Is he in there?
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man. And bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday.
Yeah, that's
it's a very special show today, Bone.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, it's Wild Card Wednesday.
I know that's why it's special.
It's also Jeff Rimmer's retirement party today.
Oh, yeah.
There's no response? Nothing?
No, you're right. It is. I'm excited about it. I as you said that, saw a tweet to us that's...
I mean, we had been on the air for a whole 5 seconds. I can see why your mind would wander.
No, it's Wild Card Wednesday. I'm trying to just figure out which one to start with. I didn't know you were coming back to me so soon. But yes, we're happy to have Rims in. I'm excited for Rims to be here.
Me too.
We really planned a huge thing for him, which means I sent Jen Winters to the store to get a large chocolate chip cookie cake for him.
They didn't have any.
Like a couple hours before. They didn't have those, so she got a regular cake. And then the people who decorate the cakes had already left by the time.
But we're going to decorate it.
Yeah, so Jen is actually right now decorating a cake as we speak in the back.
I was going to do something even bigger. Like we were going to do a whole This Is Your Life thing and talk to people from Rimmer's childhood and everything, but most of them were dead. And then some of their kids were even dead. So, and the ones that were alive wanted nothing to do with Jeff Rimmer.
Right. And so, we don't have the numbers of people like Cal Ripken, you know, who I'm.
No. And let's face it, Cal and Wayne Gretzky, they recorded those videos at gunpoint.
Or under the presumption that one of their, like in Cal's case, that his mother would be kidnapped again. May she rest in peace.
I did call Bobby Orr.
Yeah.
And he said, I've been trying to get that SOB to lose my number for 35 years. So you don't want to come on the show today, Bobby?
Hell no,
is what he said.
Sounds like no.
Yes.
Okay.
So Rimmer's party will start at 5 o'clock, promptly at 5.
Okay. I'm excited for
Rims.
It
will be a whole lot nicer
in
than this, I promise.
Yes, of course it will be.
So on campus, all the news and notes you need coming up at 4:48. The Rimmer party at 5 o'clock, name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, all 5 o'clock hour. It is crazy time with Wild Card Wednesday. Jackets ended the season with a victory against the Canes last night. So, hey, nice victory to end the season. Hopefully you're going into the offseason on a positive note, right?
Exactly right.
Let's not pay attention to the fact that the Carolina Hurricanes played everybody on their bench.
Yeah, who cares about that?
That's all right.
Hey, my guy, Bell Biv DeVoe, got it done last night. That was good. Del Boca Vista scoring goals left and right. Let's go.
Hey, first one. First career goal. Let him
score a goal. Yeah, that's
good.
What's
his name again?
I just said it. Bell Biv DeVoe. I don't know.
Teddy, what's his name?
Del Boca Vista.
Are you trying to keep us out of Del Boca Vista?
He scored in, what, like 17 seconds, too, on the ice, ice for his
he
ice time.
Out of the, yeah. He hopped right on the ice and scored.
Well,
it
this
was
whole hockey thing's pretty easy.
Yeah, there you go.
Luka Belarus.
Luka Belarus. My guy. No, I don't know. I forget his name. You know what?
I'm so proud of him.
I hope I have to learn it.
This is not my kind of guy.
Del Bell Belues. That's right.
Hey. Are you trying to keep us out of Del Boca Vista?
Luca Del Bell Belues.
That's what I said.
Belues? Belues.
Hey, welcome to the show.
You know what? When that's all scores, I know. They don't Belues. They Bowin.
Yes.
That's so stupid. So stupid.
Rimmer's last broadcast last night. Timmy was in attendance. I purposely did not go because I didn't want to bother him. And he had everybody he's ever met calling him and contacting him yesterday. And it's, look, let's be serious for a second. This man has done this for his job for 50 years.
Yeah.
Okay? Not all with the Columbus Blue Jackets, but 20 with the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a, I don't have that feeling yet. I haven't had that feeling. Maybe when I do my final radio show, I'll have that feeling. Not the adoration of thousands of people rising to their feet and giving me an ovation like they did for Rimmer last night, but just knowing that this is the last one you're going to do. And so he's doing that last night while getting, you know, cheers from the crowd and every Blue Jackets employee who was there lining up in the hall to give him a standing ovation as he was leaving. I asked him this morning, I said, how'd you do last night? And he said, I went home and lost it.
Sure. Yeah.
As you would.
Sure. I can only imagine how that must have felt for him, given that, you know, this is, it's the finality that in some ways, I'm like you, I would like to know if this, if I ever have a chance to retire from this business and know when my last show is.
There's
going to
be a lot of people cheering.
Well, no doubt. I get it. What I'm saying is, if I do, though, and I know it's my last show, I would prefer to know as opposed to not, right? I would prefer to not be like, well, all right, I think I'll be back on Monday. And then someone says, hey, actually, you got to come into the office real quick here and you get fired.
In this business, that's not really a luxury that most people have.
That's what I mean.
To call their own shot.
I'm saying the fact that Rim's got to say, this is when I'm going out and I'm done, and that will be the last game. Now, of course, he was hoping to not know in a way, because like all of us, he wanted to see a playoff run.
Sure.
And then you don't really know when your last game is because it depends on how that all shakes out. In this case, he did find out and know this is the end game. And I can't imagine how that must have been for him, good and bad, to get all the good wishes and all those things, all the warmth going towards him. But then you come home and go, that was it. It's over now. I'm sure it took him a moment to compose himself.
So my goal today, during the 5 o'clock hour when Rimmer joins us in the studio, is to make a old man cry.
Oh.
That's my goal today.
Why do you want to make him cry?
So, I don't know. Just to say that I did.
Don't you think he's... you know what?
I just want to go home. How was your day? Oh, it was good. I made an old man cry, and we had cake.
Yeah. Well, if he does cry, I'll give him a hug. I mean, I'm going to give him a hug anyway when I see him.
It's a hugging day.
Yeah, it's a hugging day. It's a good day to remember. What I would like from anybody who, you know, if you're sending us your Wild Card Wednesdays, of course, send us those. But please ask Rimmer for wild cards as well. We're only going to do it for an hour, but anything from, you know, memories, stories,
just
things
kind
you want to know.
Too, whatever. Send them to the burner phone because that's easier for me to read. 614-787-3093. Comments for Rimmer go to the burner phone.
I do have a wild card to start us off, and this is the one that stumped me earlier and had me kind of flummoxed right as we started talking.
Mm-hmm.
This is from AJ, who says, my guys, where do you think Tim Hall ranks in the Tim Hall, like the Tim Hall of Fame? You've got Duncan, McGraw, Lincecum, Kirkjian, the Tool Man, Tebow, etc. I'm thinking Tim is at least top 50. Tim Hall.
No, he's not.
In the Tim Hall.
No, he's not top 50. Tim's a very common name.
Well, all right. We gotta think about, well, I mean, first off, I think there's a whole book of the Bible named Timothy. I'd assume that guy probably on the list higher than Tim.
I think we exclude Timothy's.
Oh, you gotta go by Tim.
You gotta go by Tim. So like wing star Tim Daly.
Allowed.
He'd be allowed.
But Timothy Oliphant, that's a name. Not allowed, because nobody calls him Tim Oliphant. Or if they do, we don't know that professionally.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
No, he's not in the top 50.
Well, Tim Duncan, clearly. Tim McGraw.
We're really going to do this?
I'm saying Lincecum, Kirkjian, Toolman, Tebow, those are all ahead of him. I don't know how many others we have to get to, but yeah, it's
now
a ways.
I have to Google famous
people named Tim.
Famous.
Tiny?
Tim.
Tiny Tim. He's, yeah, that's right.
Tim Burton.
Oh, yeah, he's up there.
Tim Curry.
Yes.
Tim Conway.
No offense, I love Tim Conway. I love Timmy Hall, but Tim Conway is a Tim legend. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
This says Timothy McVeigh. Now, he's famous for a bad reason, but we're...
You know what?
He's Timothy McVeigh.
Tim Hall is higher on the Tim Hall than Tim McVeigh.
Not in terms of infamy. If we're not grading people on character here.
But that's, we don't want infamy. We want like the greatest Tims of all time. Tim is a better Tim than Tim McVeigh.
Well, everybody's a better Tim than Tim McVeigh, but we're talking about famous, I thought.
No, it's just the Hall. Well, it is Hall of Fame. You're right. That is literally the definition is fame. He's more famous than Tim Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of,
there's bad baseball player Tim Anderson.
Well, he's more known for getting knocked the F out, right? Yeah.
That's right.
Timmy?
There's Tim Allen. Right. Did you say that one?
We said Tim the
Tool
Man.
Tim the Tool Man. Tool Man. Okay. Tim Allen is the same guy. Yeah, that's right. Tim Hardaway and Tim Hardaway Jr. He had a son that both played in the NBA.
And he goes by Timmy a lot, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true. Who else? We're forgetting so many Tims.
Did you say Tim McGraw?
Yeah. Son of Tug.
Former SNL cast member Tim Meadows.
Yep. There you go. That's a good one.
Bo knows this one. Tim Richmond.
Tim Richmond. Hell yeah. NASCAR driver. Gone too soon.
Who was married to Susan Sarandon for a long time.
Oh, Tim Robbins. Tim Robbins. Yes. Of course. That's a good one. What other Tims do we have?
Tim Cook is the CEO of Apple.
What about Tim Burton, who directs all the weird?
I said that one.
You did that one? Okay.
There's a lot of Tims, is what we're saying.
How about Tim Horton? I mean,
Tim Horton.
Donuts.
Tim, yeah. Just go.
You got some Tims right there.
I just came back.
Some Timmy H's.
Former Raiders wide receiver Tim Brown.
Tim Brown.
Tim Brown, of course.
Did he win the Heisman? I want to say he did.
Yeah, he did.
Well, yeah, look at Ted with just the know-it-all recall.
How about the River Tims?
That's River Thames?
It's not spelled Tim.
T-H-A-M-E-S.
Oh, man. Are you in River Tim right now?
Tim River Scott Thames. Is the senator from South Carolina.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Did you say Tim Curry, actor?
Yeah, yeah.
I said
yeah,
that.
All right, good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
Why are we? I feel like
another
so
actor,
many,
Tim Roth.
Who's Tim Roth?
Wait a minute. Am I thinking of.
No, he's an actor, yeah.
Yeah, Tim Roth, is he in all of the Quentin movies? That's the guy,
Bone.
Right? Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Who's the most famous American goaltender of all time?
Oh, yeah. That's
Timmy Howard.
Tim Howard.
Yeah,
Tim
baby.
Tim Howard.
Yeah, of course.
Tim Matheson.
Tim Lincecum.
Pitcher. Yep,
we
got that.
Okay.
We got that. That's all right.
Tim McCarver.
Yes.
May he rest
all right,
in peace.
Now yep. I think we've got one to debate
Hall
here.
Hall of Famer, Tim Raines.
Rock yeah. Raines.
Yeah. What about, Rock. And I hate to bring him up, Tim Biaka Batuka.
Tishomanga.
Again, infamous.
Infamous
for like. On the same level as Tim McVeigh for me.
Sure.
Same thing.
Yeah. I don't think quite that level, but
right,
I
we got
understand.
A big scandal. As much as this is fun, just
no,
to name
come on.
Tims,
are we gonna, I mean, we're not going to do this for
hey,
the rest of the show.
This has got 24 share written all over
we're
it.
Not,
as much fun as this is, we got a major scandal to talk about coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder of eastbound 270 on the south outer belt at 71. And you'll hit some slower traffic on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street. This report is sponsored by Z-Bart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Z-Bart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Z-Bart undercoating, Rhino lining spray on bed liners, and Z-Bart window tint. Z-Bart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Jen. Just be glad you aren't as stupid as these two.
Oh, yes.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Jeff Rimmer retirement party coming up at 5 o'clock. Be here, or he will take it very personally. So will we. And if you have a thought or a question or a comment for Jeff Rimmer, please text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. It also is Wild Card Wednesday. Now, before we get back to your nonsense, big scandal a-brewing. Raptors forward Jontay Porter has been given the death penalty by the NBA. He has been banned for life from the league. Now, we had heard about this a couple weeks ago, that he was under investigation for a whole mess of crap, including essentially just, you know, throwing his performance.
Well, there were a couple games where there were over-unders that were very heavily bet on a rando dude who'd kind of toiled in the G League for a couple years on the Raptors, who have not been a good team. For a lot of people to place a lot of bets on a very specific outcome on that type of player, surely that would raise some red flags. And then it did.
Right.
And then investigations happened, and it turned out that they had some evidence here to show that some kind of confidential information was being passed along to bettors. And
he did it all.
Yeah.
He did everything that we heard a couple weeks ago. They said he passed along information to bettors, limited his participation in at least one game while he was with the Raptors, and bet on NBA games while playing in the G League.
Yeah, the limited participation was where there was an over-under of whatever it was, like a, I don't know, 10 points or something, and he, in that game, after 3 minutes, pulled himself out and said, I can't go the rest of the way. And they believe that to have been tied to this. So that was one of the games there was a lot of suspicion on it because there was a lot of money put on it. But, I mean, flat out right there by itself, if he bet on NBA games at all, doesn't matter if it's his team or not, he was in the G League, so he's betting on NBA games. He's not even in the NBA at that point. He's on the G League. That alone is bad enough to get you a suspension. All of this information combined is what got him clearly kicked out of the league for ever.
The NBA's investigation found that Porter revealed information about his own health to a known sports bettor ahead of a March 20th game against the Kings. Another bettor privy to the information placed an $80,000 same-game parlay bet that featured unders on Porter's stats and would win $1.1 million, according to the NBA. Porter played 3 minutes before leaving the game with an illness. The bet, which was placed on DraftKings, was not paid.
Yeah. There were 13 bets that he placed that ranged from $15 to $22,000. But the other thing that I didn't realize with this guy when the story initially came out, and perhaps I should have, is that one of the, you know, guys who's been a big part of one of the better teams in the league of late, Michael Porter Jr., that's his brother.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the Denver Nuggets are your defending champs. Michael Porter Jr. has been a big reason why
they've
been good.
Michael Porter Jr. doesn't want you to know that, though.
No, I'm not trying to. And again, I'm pointing out that this guy, I mean, Michael Porter is his dad, right? So you have a basketball family here, essentially, that this guy is the one doing this issue. He's the one who has this gambling issue, and obviously that sucks. It doesn't implicate anybody else in the family. I can only imagine how frustrating it would be for everyone else in that family who's also associated with the league to say, I can't believe you've thrown away this opportunity. You know, I mean, that's horrible for this guy.
Now, there's a couple ways that you can look at this, and depending on the hot take that you're hearing from whatever host you're listening to today, I'm sure you've heard it all. From people saying that gambling is ruining the sports world. Like, here's proof of it. To who cares? It's just a bum from the G League we're talking about. Now, it's not who cares. The NBA had to make a big statement here. They had an investigation. It was fairly quick. They determined all of this was true, or enough of it was true. They found enough evidence to say you are banned for life. And if you ask me, this is exactly what should be happening. You know, I don't think the sky is falling because of gambling in sports. You are going to have situations like this. And I think this is exactly what you should have. An investigation, a determination, and a healthy suspension, in this case for life, to deter anybody else from thinking about doing this again. To me, this doesn't mean the sky is falling. To me, this means the system is working.
I agree with you on that. And obviously, one thing I think most people don't really consider when it comes to, you know, these type of situations, this got picked up on, and this is slightly different in a way than the scandal that was surrounding the translator for Shohei Ohtani, Ipe, I forget his last name, but the translator who's now in all this federal hot water, that was all done with an illegal bookie, right?
Yes.
So the only reason we found out about that was because the feds caught up to the illegal bookie and then went through his records and found all these different people, found these wire transfers, and on it went from there. The gambling houses that you have now advertising everywhere, you heard them all. You've heard them on this show. You know who they are. They want nothing to do with any of that. They want that crackdown on as much as possible. The illegal gambling stuff that's going on where there's bookies, things like that. They want that gone because that erodes their business. That is not the same thing as their business. They want that to be totally eradicated. When you have something like this happen, where you have gamblers who are using the more legalized sites that are available all over the place, now that's where they're getting caught easier because they have a million different protections and ways to monitor this that helps with trying to keep that as fair as possible. It is to protect, to be clear, those gambling entities as much as anything. They don't want to lose money on a scam like this, right? That guy, the bet that was placed was like $80,000. It was going to be $1 million payout. It obviously, as you said, was not paid out.
College baseball thing?
No.
Oh, this thing here.
This guy, yeah, with Jonte Porter, when he pulled himself out of the game, a bettor had placed an $80,000
same game parlay that featured unders on Porter's stats would have netted $1.1 million.
Yeah, so presumably he bet like under on points, under on rebounds, under on threes, under on everything, and if Jonte Porter knew that and disclosed that, then this guy stood betting $80,000 to make $1 million off of it.
Yeah.
That bet was not paid out. Those legitimate betting companies have as much to lose, just like, you know, Amazon doesn't want someone committing fraud
they
and stealing stuff from
algorithms
Amazon.
Algorithms in place to catch stuff like that. That sets off red flags, and we saw it here.
Yes, this, to me, again, I understand the negativity surrounding gambling and sports. There's plenty of reasons to have that feeling. If you're saying it makes the game too cynical, it makes people too cynical, they're watching it for reasons other than love of the game, that's all fair to discuss. One thing I don't think you can say is that it makes this more corrupt. This stuff goes on with illegal bookies or not, right? It does allow for there to be a better way to capture and catch people who are doing this and try to keep the game pure, in my opinion.
Contract extension for Bone's guy today. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You should watch out for an accident that's blocking two lanes on westbound 33 at 270 Southeast. It is causing a 10-minute slowdown and some stop-and-go traffic from Hamilton Road. We also have slower traffic on eastbound 70 on the west side between Mound Street and 315. This report is sponsored by WeBuyAnyCar.com. Before you sell or trade in, find out how much your car is worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com. They make selling your car fast, safe, and fair. Get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Objects in radio may be dumber than they appear. This is Man and Bone.
Hey, Teddy. Do you want me to give away some Fury tickets now?
Not today.
Not today?
No.
Okay. You let me know, though, if you change your mind.
Okay, if I find any lying around,
okay,
I'll let you
thank
know.
Thank you.
Not today.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. The entire 5 o'clock hour, it is Rimmer's going away party. Final broadcast of his career last night. Jackets wrapped up the season. I read something in the Detroit Free Press about Wings players being emotionally devastated to not make the playoffs. And as we look forward to the Blue Jackets reshaping themselves once again, I look forward to once again being emotionally devastated about something. Because that means you care enough to be emotionally devastated. That's where we are with this hockey franchise right now.
Yeah, I felt like the end of this season was more of a, other than the Rimmer stuff, it was more of a thank goodness it's over kind of situation.
It was for me.
I mean, obviously with Rimmer, we wanted him to have a good send-off and all that, and I'm glad to see all the stuff that came around about that. But that was about the only thing I was paying attention to at the end of this season because, sorry, it's a...
No, but for me, in order to be emotionally devastated, that means you went into the season or at some point during the season had expectations.
Well, right? whatever expectations you may have had at first could have been in part because you thought, okay, this franchise hired a new coach. Maybe that new direction will work. Even though the guy they hired, I thought was a mistake from day one. You thought was a mistake mostly from day one. We both didn't think that was a great idea. Turned out to be a mistake. And that kind of undercut the entire season. And this franchise said, yeah, pretty much. What are we going to do? Yeah, screwed that up. And then just wrote out a mediocre to bad season for the entire year. It's unfortunate.
What I would like to see and what I will not see. Not see.
I understand. What you won't see. Yeah. There we go. Got it.
I have the same feeling when I say Wilfried Nancy's
name. You have to say it with the proper enunciation.
Who, by the way, got a contract extension today. Don't know the terms, but crew coach Wilfried Nancy,
yeah.
Not Nazi, getting a contract extension. Let him live.
Yeah.
What I would like to see is I would love to see a press conference now that the season is over from the ownership group. Not, you know, JD sitting there like a deer in the headlights trying to defend moves that you can't defend.
No.
I want to see ownership group sit up there. I want to see John P. sit up there and take responsibility and say, this is on us. We're the owners. And I promise you, we will get this right. It may be hollow. It may not mean anything to you, but that act would mean something to me as they go into perhaps the most important offseason of my fandom. And if you think I'm exaggerating, tell me how. I mean, you're in the market for a new general manager. You have absentee ownership. You have bloated contracts with nowhere to turn. You're going to wind up buying out at least one of those contracts in the offseason. You have to find yourself a new coach. I'm convinced of that Shiny Head will not be here next year. That's a pretty big decision, isn't it?
I think he'll be surprised if he's back next year. The way he's answering questions when everyone asks him, he says, well, I'd like to be back here, but that's not up to me. And that is what you say in those moments, but if you listen to him talk about it, it doesn't sound like he thinks he's coming back. I mean, this team has so many restricted free agents, too. I mean, is Kent Johnson good? Should we try to give him a bridge deal? What kind of deal should we give him?
I don't know.
I don't know, but we got to do it because he's a restricted free agent this year. How about Cole Sillinger? Got to do something with him. He's a restricted free agent. Kromarchenko, you like him? Restricted free agent. On and on it goes. Chinnikov, restricted free agent.
Is Patrick Laine ever going to play for this team again?
Nylander, we brought him in. Good, right? Seems
he's
good.
Been good since he's been here. Okay. Yeah, scored last night.
He's an RFA. Like, I know that you can work this out, but to your point about the lift this offseason, the new GM comes in and immediately has all those problems to figure out. Immediately has to figure out what to do with your goaltender situation where you have a guy making $5 million a year who's
you're buying him out.
You have to.
I mean, it's done.
Then you have, at the top of your roster, a guy who is making $10 million a year who scored you, what was the goal total for Johnny
Gaudreau? Last night, so it's 12.
12 total goals. And I know people say, yeah, but he had like 40 assists. Great. That's still the lowest goal total he's ever had in the NHL for the amount of games he's played.
By far.
I mean,
by far.
So even if you want to say, well, he would do better with more people around him, fine. That is the worst season he's ever had.
I'm telling you, this is such an important offseason. And would it surprise you? It would not surprise me. If they decide on a GM candidate or a replacement for Yarmo and they hire him, and then as they're hiring this guy, John Davidson says, oh, by the way, I'm retiring.
That
wouldn't surprise me one bit.
You know what, though? I kind of wish he would.
But I'm just saying, even more turnover.
Well, what they honestly, what needs to happen, JD should retire and should tell the ownership group, you guys have a lot of work to do, but I don't. you need to have a fresh, 100% fresh start. And if that's hiring a new team president who then hires GM, if that's hiring a GM slash team president, whatever the structure needs to be, let them go. I don't have any confidence that the ownership group is going to make good hires there, but I don't think JD should be the one overseeing this project, given that he's mostly overseen the last 10 years, which resulted in, if we're honest, one nice playoff moment and a bunch of duds. And now left you with a pretty empty cupboard and a bunch of question marks and a bunch of bad contracts. That's who's in charge.
I want ownership to sit there and look us in the eye and maybe justify themselves and say, hey, just because you don't see us doesn't mean that we're not involved. We've seen articles written like that. You know what? I don't care.
No.
Because I want someone to look at me and say, and you know what? That probably was the wrong choice. We hired people and we allowed them to do their jobs. The problem was is that we weren't supervising them when they were doing their jobs. And we lost sight of the expectations that we had when we initially hired them to do those jobs. And we're not going to let that happen again. We owe it to you, the fans, who have been so loyal to us again. How many sellouts they have this year? 15?
At least. I think it was more than that.
15 sellouts or more this year for an absolutely brutal hockey team coming off of an even more brutal season last season. The fans continue to show up and show you support. The least you can do is sit at a podium, look at a camera, and say, I let you down.
You know what?
And I'm sorry.
To that point, I would like ownership to come out and address something that probably isn't popular to talk about, but I'll bring it up. Yeah, you got some sellouts this year. Go back and look at how many of those sellouts you'd be proud to say Jackets fans showed up for that game, and how many of them were Toronto fans showed up for that game.
Well, fair
Rangers
enough.
Fans showed up for
You're
that
right.
game. Like, if ownership's going to stand behind, hey, we got season tickets. We got a lot of people buying tickets. We got a lot of ticket sales. Great. Go look at the crowds, if you were even there, to the McConnell that is running things now. Go look at those crowds and tell me that's a Jackets barn. Tell me that was an intimidating place to play for the opposing team. While you're at it, give me an idea of how you're going to change it so that that doesn't happen anymore. Not by blocking zip codes that want to buy tickets, but by making the product competitive. And if that takes a few years, fine. But don't have someone as a GM like Yarmo did and JD did who said, hey, we think we can be competitive this year. BS. Next year, you're going to suck again. Don't let anyone else tell you different. You have a full-on rebuild here, and you don't need someone hovering you around the playoffs to only be disappointed like the Flyers just did. You need to actually go full tank, rebuild, and start from the ground up. That's what you have to do.
Heard a lot of people earlier in the season saying, oh man, Jackets are going to keep their receipts. I've kept mine too.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
You're not the only one keeping receipts. I've been let down for 24 years. That's enough. Are you having fun? I'm not having any fun.
No.
Let's do Wild Card Wednesday next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to find stop-and-go traffic on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 East Split and Livingston Avenue. And there's a 5-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side between 670 and I-70. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.com. Homeownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Highly medicated, barely educated. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Wild Card Wednesday. Subscribe to the podcast of this dumb show by going to wherever you get your podcast, searching Common Man and T-Bone, and then click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. All right, this is from The Burner. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Your top three favorite foods are zero calorie. but you have to eat them in the restroom while you're deucing. Do we have a deal?
You know what? Yeah, I can get over that. I can get over that.
Oh.
I'll find my way around it. I mean, so this is the only way, like, so pizza is one of my top three foods.
You can't just sit on the toilet either. You have to actively be deucing.
I got it. Yeah. I'm saying I could probably get past that and make that happen. If it's 0 calories.
0 calories, top three foods. So pizza, what else?
Oh, that's, well, man.
It's hard, right? First of all, you have to think about now eating things on the toilet. Tacos are not going to be easy to eat on the toilet.
No. I'm not doing anything from Taco Bell. That's too close to home. Let's just, no. I feel like probably what would, I was going to say a dessert type of thing, but I like a lot of chocolate. I feel like chocolate's not a good option for the bathroom. You know what it would be? I would actually go for, in my top three, I would put like a nice sheet cake. Because that's
you're taking a sheet.
Well,
while you're having a sheet cake.
Taking a sheet cake is what I was trying to say. But no, honestly, when I eat a piece of cake, I think I could eat this entire thing. And then about an hour later, after I eat a piece or two of it, I go, oh man, I'm so full. I could not eat for a while. And that, if it has 0 calories, then I'm eating it privately where no one can see it. Outwardly, I can still be consuming like salads and all the healthy stuff I need to maintain my girlish figure. And then I can secretly get the enjoyment of eating cake without any of the calories, but it'll fill my stomach up. So I think that's one I would put on the top three.
Wildcard Wednesday. What is something you think science should research more than what they do? Mine would be the effect of Adderall and cocaine on worker production. All right. I'm guessing the crash period's not going to be good for you.
Well, I think what he may be getting at is that, like, how many people that you've heard of or places where you've said, wow, they get a lot of stuff done over there. If you went and looked and saw what percentage of people are actually using some kind of performance enhancement.
All right, here's what I think.
That's interesting.
Here's what I think we should do. I don't know if our workplace is anything like your workplace. Whatever you happen to do, whether you work in an office, whether you work in construction, fast food, whatever. Here at this radio station, we have about 15 projects in progress. And nothing really ever gets done in a timely fashion because we have all these balls up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Where I have long said, hey, how about we start something and then we finish it and then we move on to the next thing before we start the next thing.
Yes.
Because then we're never going to finish the first thing that we started. Maybe your workplace is like that too. I feel the same way about diseases in this world. I think we got too many people split trying to find cures for this and that. Every single year, the entire world gets together. You put it on television globally and you spin the wheel of diseases.
Mm-hmm.
You spin it. Hey, Alzheimer's this year. And then for 1 year, all research money, all of the brightest scientists and doctors in the world work towards finding a cure for Alzheimer's. I bet you, you're talking about the billions and billions and billions of dollars and the smartest people, they would find something in a year or less. And then you eradicate that, and then you move on to the next thing. You spin the wheel the next year, and you try and do that. You try and cure that disease.
You know what? I think you're onto something there. Like, remember the movie Spotlight? I don't know if anybody hasn't seen that.
It's the Boston Globe movie.
Yeah, they broke the story about the, you know, Catholic Church, all these things. I don't have to go into it, but if you've not seen that movie, it's fantastic. You should watch it. But they worked for the Boston Globe, and they were tasked with reporting on news, and their directive was take as long as you need. So their editors, other newspaper writers would be like, well, I have a deadline of 2 weeks from now to get this story, or it's just done. The Spotlight team was, if you need 6 months, if you need 2 years, they might not put out a story for forever, but then when they did, it would be thoroughly researched. It would have all the ends buttoned up. It would usually be a pretty big story that found out something that no one else could have discovered. That's what we need, at least. Like, maybe it's not all the medical community, all the researchers, but like 30% of them. Let's have them be on the Spotlight team of cancer, where it's just we get one cancer eradicated and then we move to the next deadliest one. I agree with you. That's the way to go.
And wouldn't it just be good TV?
What do you mean?
The Wheel of Diseases?
Well,
someone's just spinning the wheel. That's great television.
Well, now we have two separate goals. One is to eradicate disease.
Well,
the other one is to have a good television show.
One stone.
Well, because then at some point it would be like, we didn't get through yet with thyroid cancer. It's like, I'm sorry, April 15th is coming up. Tax day / Wheel of Disease Day. We give people something happy to look forward to as they're paying their taxes. You got to get this done by then. Otherwise, it's over.
Actually, we spin the Wheel of Diseases on the bleakest day of the year. Science tells us that like somewhere in that third week of January is the bleakest, because the holidays are gone. You've gotten your credit card bill. There's not really a lot of merriment to look forward to. The next thing is Valentine's Day. You may or may not be alone.
Right. That's another thing you have to spend money on if you're
gray outside, usually where you live, gray and cold. Maybe we take that day and say, hey, no need to be depressed because we're going to tell you what we're going to cure this year.
Mm.
Here's the Wheel of Diseases.
I like that.
And then Mike Tyson spins the wheel.
Why is it Mike Tyson?
I don't know. He's a prostitute hunter.
Okay.
His words, sure. Not mine.
Yeah, right. You know what? That's a good idea. Let's focus on something and get it eradicated. That's what we should do. I agree. And that's all the thought I had on that suggestion. Do you want another one?
Yes.
Let's see. Minister Marlon Lee Whitmer says, my guys, in honor of Rimmer's retirement, is there a sports broadcaster, radio or TV, who holds a special place in your heart? Mine is Tom Hamilton. When he retires, Cleveland baseball will never be the same.
Active?
He didn't say. He said, whatever, if you have a radio or TV guy that holds a special place in your heart.
I'm a big fan of Homer baseball broadcasters, and I think it's a shame if they go away. We made fun of John Sterling on this show, voiced the Yankees on the radio for a long time, just because he didn't know what planet he was on. He was making mistakes, but he is the ultimate Homer broadcaster that lived and died with the fate of his team. You know, Marty Brenneman was that guy. For me, as a White Sox fan, Hawk Harrelson was that guy, where you're watching this game. It is clear this announcer is rooting for one particular team, and it just so happens to be the team that you're rooting for. Now, on a national broadcast, I don't want that. For a local baseball broadcast that encompasses 162 games, and I need a little something sometimes to distract me from the minutiae of this long season, I want that guy. I want that local guy who's cheering.
I think that's a very good call. Mine that I would add in is the TV crew on Inside the NBA, Charles Shaq and Kenny and Ernie, like that group is so good together. If, let's say, two of them went away, it just wouldn't be the same show.
Yeah, you're right.
When that happens, I will be sad.
The Bengals may be looking to basketball to find their secret weapon. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident that's blocking the left lane on westbound 161. After 270 on the east outer belt, it will be stop-and-go traffic from Little Turtle Way. And you can expect a 10-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and 270. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The kings of local social media.
Twitters and twatters.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. The Rimmer Retirement Extravaganza is coming up 1 hour from now. Do not miss it. I saw this today on Pro Football Talk. It was not written by Florio. It was written by Michael David Smith. We call him the British Bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
It reads as followed. Bayron Matos grew up in the Dominican Republic and has never played a single game of football in his life, but he might just get drafted next week. He moved to the United States at the age of 16 to pursue a basketball career, played hoops at South Florida, and participated in the NFL's International Player Pathway Program this year, and impressed NFL teams enough that there's talk that he could be drafted. One of the teams that are interested, I guess, in his services are the Cincinnati Bengals. He is 6'7", 313, and is viewed as an offensive line project.
Now, let me tell you right there, that is why I don't believe a lot of the stuff you're hearing about Marvin Harrison Jr. falling very far in this draft. And I might seem like a weird comparison, but hear me out. All we're hearing about from people who are saying, well, but with Marvin Harrison Jr., they're looking at some numbers that they don't like, or they're looking at he didn't do something at pro day or whatever the case is. I think all that is smokescreen stuff to get people to trade out of picks and move around so that they can have a better chance of drafting whoever they want to draft. The reality is, in the NFL, they're looking at late, obviously not a first rounder, they're looking at drafting a guy, and it wouldn't be the first time, who's never played a down of organized football for the National Football League. There are lots of guys who have played thousands of games in their careers, hundreds of games, who are never going to get drafted, who have all the resume and everything you could want in college, played at big time schools, who are not going to get drafted. This guy, because he's a physical freak, and I mean, good for him for being that level of athlete, that guy is getting drafted possibly based on we can show him how to do it in the NFL. And you're telling me a guy who looks as pro ready as anyone we've ever seen at the wide receiver position, that guy's going to fall out of the top 10 or something crazy like that? You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. There's no way that's happening.
That's also why, you know, there was a time where this may have been true. It's not true anymore. Oh, physically, you're just not ready to play when you're 18 years old. We see lots of guys that are 6'5", 313 going into college.
Yep.
You know, I'm not saying they'd be first round picks, but if you don't think a team would take a flyer on a guy in the fifth or sixth round, if they just liked what he looked like athletically coming out of high school, get the hell out of here. The Boses would have been drafted from day one.
Oh, yeah. We've gotten so far away. I mean, that discussion hasn't happened as much because of name, image, and likeness. But if they ever went to the rule that Major League Baseball, I believe, right? The baseball rules are that you can go right out of high school or 3 years of college. Isn't that it?
Yes.
Okay. If they had that rule in the NFL or in football, there would be at least a dozen to two dozen high schoolers who would get drafted right out of high school every single year. Now, it wouldn't be first round.
And internationally, it's different. Internationally, you can be 16.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I'm just saying that the idea somehow that a guy who played some college basketball but never played a down of pro football, that's happened before, and it's worked out for some players. I'm just pointing out that the logic behind it is, who cares if he actually knows how to play the game? He can learn that here. We cannot teach the physical size that he has. That's a very rare trait. And if we get him at an age where we can, you know, mold him for a few years, and in the seventh round where there's nothing basically invested in the guy, yeah, you can have him on your roster. He can learn and grow. And then eventually he may become an all pro for all you know. So that's why they'll take that chance.
It is Wild Card Wednesday. I want you to tweet us at Man and Bone 971 and text the burner phone 614-787-3093, which is where this comes from. This is from Tyler. He says, my no worky peepees. This week I was asked to pick up our company's CEO from the airport. I work at a large company based here in Columbus, so this person is definitely a bigwig. I had the podcast on while driving to the airport. When I picked her up, I just simply turned the volume down to a level I thought was quiet enough.
Sure.
She gets in, and 30 seconds into the drive, she gives me the strangest look and says, did he just say his hibernating dong and genitals on the radio? Good first impression. And then a thumbs up emoji. I'm sorry, Tyler. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness,
maybe turn it all the way off next time.
Yeah, maybe put on some Michael McDonald or something. I don't know, just something.
Is he the least offensive guy you can think about?
I was just saying, most people could either go, well, it's not my thing, but I can tolerate it, or, yeah, they actually enjoy it, because they're like a normal person who would find that to be enjoyable.
The weather was super nice yesterday, so we grilled out and made me think of the Sammy Sosa hot dog commercial. Could you play that sometime today? Damn right I can.
You have it queued up?
No.
Ready to go? All right. Well, while you're finding it, I've got one that we can chew on and think about. Dave Kwan says, my spandex grapplers, which he can't play because he's looking for something. If Man and Bone were a WWE tag team, which diva in their prime or manager would you have accompany you to the ring? And which duo from Morning Juice, Bishop and Friends, or Rothman and Ice would you like to have a match with? So we can kind of weigh that one. I'm going with Sable. Sable can actually, like, she could do some stuff in the ring.
But I need someone who can really take care of my bidding. Like, I want someone who's really going to get physical on my behalf.
China?
Yeah.
She was like a wrestler, but yeah, I'm saying she also started as someone who came in with...
She was the heavy. Yeah. She was the muscle.
That's right.
For Triple H.
Yeah. And then eventually became part of D-Generation X and all that.
That's right.
Okay. Who would you want to fight with? Who would we go up against? Bishop and Friends is out because that's 3-on-2.
Well, do we have to pick all three?
Oh, I guess you're right. We could just pick two of the three. First of all.
Chops and Reaser.
Chops and Reaser?
Chops and Reaser.
Chops is like gotten into
first
shape.
Of all, you could just.
Reaser's super athletic.
You can just distract.
Bo's the one sitting up there sipping bourbon and. Yeah, no way.
Bo would be the guy
Bo's
to bring
the
a
guy
foreign
I'm going
object
against.
In there. He's going to cheat. He's Ric Flair.
That's fine.
Chops, you can confuse with a riddle.
No,
you can just
you
say
can't.
Something like, hey, Chops.
No.
4-day work week. What do you think?
Well, actually, blah, 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 blah. Oh, man, are you kidding me? Chops off the
scrambled
top
rope. Eggs, kid food.
I feel like Chops would have a little bit of the dead man's package right there. He'd have a little bit of that Undertaker kind of vibe going. He'd go in with the dark.
No, he's too easily distracted.
No way.
The crowd would get under his skin. He'd be looking at the crowd, being distracted.
All right.
And then we can sneak up behind him for a quick pinfall.
Now, we left out Rothman and Ice. I mean.
Small package.
Matty Ice is, you know, he's like got some physical heft to him. Like, I would not want
to. I don't want any piece of him.
No. But Rothman, on the other hand,
bad back.
You couldn't let him get a tag if you're Matty Ice. So it'd be like 2-on-1 for us.
China would pull him right off the ring apron.
That's true. Yeah.
She'd do the damage on his back. When the referee's
exactly
back
right.
was turned.
Just hit Rothman in the lower back with a metal chair.
That's He's it. Done. He's done. Gone.
So
yeah,
China
finished.
China would be blowing out Rothman's back. And then what else would happen in that match? Like, I mean, it'd be you and me versus Matty Ice, which still I think Matty Ice would win. Because he's that, like, physically talented.
We have to have a combination finishing maneuver, you and me.
Oh, yeah.
What would we do? Maybe you hold them down and I come off the top rope?
Yeah,
we could. Balance them on your knee.
Maybe I hold down their arms and then their legs are, like, spread eagle and you, like, headbutt them right in the junk. You know what I mean? From
kinda
the top
like the
rope.
Dudley Boys.
Yeah, you could do that. Or, well, I was thinking Dudley Boys, too. The other one is just, you know,
do I have to do
body
the,
slamming
do
through the tables.
Do I have to do the what's yeah. thing when I'm up there, too? Yeah.
You need a cool name for, like, the golden microphone. I don't know.
Mm. That's not bad. But, of course, we're not going with something radio. It would be very, I mean, everything would be like the Dong Show, I think is probably what we'd call that. Instead of the Gong Show, it'd be the Dong Show.
Yes.
Right? That's what we would. Oh, no. Oh, my God. It's the Dong Show. And then, boom, we hit you with it.
Sammy Sosa?
Oh, yeah. Let's play it.
This is Sammy Sosa by request doing a commercial for Armor Hot Dogs. It is so bad that it's genius.
Hola. Sammy Sosa here. And I love Armor Hot Dog so much. I'm going to sing about it.
Hot Dogs. Armor Hot Dogs. A quien le gusta Armor Hot Dogs? A los niños, a las niñas que se quieren reír. A los chicos, a las chicas que se quieren divertir. Dame hot dogs, Armor Hot Dogs. The dogs keep love to buy.
I love those Armor Hot Dogs.
I love that commercial.
That's good. I like it too. I miss the days where Sammy Sosa was popular enough to have endorsements.
He's got an endorsement now.
What is it?
Skin bleaching cream.
Oh, yeah. He
looks like the Silver Surfer.
He looks very different. You're right. Oh, you want another one?
Yeah.
Well, let me pull one up here. This is from Hubert, who says, my guys, bad MLB umps have really been overcooking my grits lately, but human error adds some magic and strategy to games / umps having different strike zones. If technology existed for all sports to never get a call wrong again, which sport would benefit the most and which one suffers? I don't know. I mean,
well, benefit the most. Baseball would benefit the most because there's no such thing as a judgment call in baseball. I mean, you're either out or safe. It's a strike or it's not. You know, I guess maybe technically, you know, there's some leeway on is the catcher blocking the plate. But even that, it's pretty hard. It's a hard and fast rule.
Sure.
I think it would be easier to implement technology with a sport like that. In the NFL, with pass interference and holding that can be called on every single play, depending on what you're looking for, I don't think there's any way to do that.
Yeah, the only thing it would help with in football is clearly, I mean, big things like did his runner touch, or did his runner touch, the runner's knee touch before the ball went over the end zone, or did they go out of bounds or anything like that? There would be some stuff like that. I mean, you pretty much have technology enough in basketball now where if a guy shoots a three or shoots any shot and the light goes off, like they can slow it down enough to know. So I don't think it's definitely not basketball. I don't think it's football. Hockey, like you said, there's a lot of, was that technically an illegal hit or not? That's a judgment call. Baseball's the one that would benefit the most.
Had a big, big rumor going around the sports world this week, and it was shot down today. We'll talk about it next. Cowan, Mann, and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to hit a couple-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the west side between Central Avenue and 315, and expect a five-minute delay if you're on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Some fans drink the Kool-Aid. These guys drink the bleach. This is Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday. It is Wild Card Wednesday.
By the way, you wouldn't know it from our outdated weather that we keep airing, but there is actually a tornado warning. I'm sorry, a tornado watch.
Watch is different than warning.
Tornado watch. I'll give you that. Hang on. Tornado watch for most of Central Ohio. Marion and Morrow counties, which are right now like getting a lot of severe weather, they are under tornado warning until 4:30. So the next 9 minutes, that may be updated soon. I do know the difference between watch and warning. Do you know it?
Yes.
How would you explain?
Watch is conditions are right.
Yes.
For tornadoes to form. Warning is we've spotted one.
My favorite visual of this is the taco watch and warning system, where if you have ground beef sitting over here and taco shell sitting over here and some shredded cheese and lettuce and pico and all that, they're all sitting in
there's
ingredients.
There's a chance those things could come together later.
That's a taco watch. But when you actually see a taco, now it's a taco warning. It's taco time. Mm-hmm. Tacos have been made. So that's right now we're in taco watch land for most of the area.
Ungodly reason, I am sitting here doing the show with you. Looking forward to Rimmer coming up in here in about half an hour for his retirement party, but watching the Royals and the White Sox.
I thought you were saying for some ungodly reason you were looking forward to Rimmer coming in.
I'm looking forward to Rimmer coming in too. Yeah, the 2-14. Chicago White Sox. Would you like me? And they're losing this game. It's the first game of a.
The National Weather Service in Wilmington has issued a tornado warning for East Central Champaign County, Southern Union County, Ohio, Northeastern Madison County until 4:45 p.m. At 4:21 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Mechanicsburg, moving east at 40 miles an hour. Hazard, tornado. Source, radar indicated rotation. Impact, flying debris will be dangerous to those caught without shelter. Mobile homes will be damaged or destroyed. Damage to roofs, windows, and vehicles will occur. Tree damage is likely. Locations impacted include Marysville, Plain City, Mechanicsburg, New California, Milford Center, Woodstock, Unionville Center, Cable, Amity, Rosedale, State Route 4 at State Route 161, Chuckery, and New Dover. Take cover now. Move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. If you are outdoors, in a mobile home, or in a vehicle, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. To report severe weather, go to our website at weather.gov/ILN and submit your report via social media when you can do so safely.
Wild cards here we can do as well.
So we had a rumor this week that Rory McIlroy was close to joining LIV for $850 million.
Okay. When we saw that story, initially I said that if that happens, that is the biggest heel turn of all time. Has to be. Top five heel turn of all time, at least. I think biggest. The guy was so adamantly against LIV. I couldn't believe it when I first saw it. And there's a reason why you couldn't believe it, because it apparently was not true.
I wouldn't be surprised by much anymore with the way this entire LIV thing has gone. I mean, I never thought John Rahm would be signing with them, but that would take me by surprise. I mean, he was quoted about a year ago saying, if LIV Golf was the last golf on earth, that was the only golf that I could play, I would retire.
Right.
That's, you can't be stronger than that from Rory McIlroy.
Of course, yeah.
So that report came out. It was shot down by a couple other people, but now it's been shot down by Rory himself. He says, I will play the PGA Tour for the rest of my career.
Jeez.
He says, it's one of those things.
That's good.
It's unfortunate that we have to deal with this, and this is the state that our game's in, but I'm obviously here today, and I'm playing this PGA Tour event next week, and I will play the PGA Tour for the rest of my career, saying there was zero truth, and the rumors were fake news.
Well, you know what? Good for him for not only shooting it down, but taking a very strong stance and saying, this is the only place I'm ever going to play. That doesn't, I mean, again, next week he could decide, never mind, $850 million, take some huge payout, and what's going to happen? He's not going to get thrown in jail for telling a lie. I don't think the guy's
Timmy
lying.
Timmy would throw him in jail.
Oh, well, Timmy might go to jail for whatever he would try to do. Yeah.
I would have to seriously check on Timmy.
Oh, for sure.
If Rory said, I'm going to live, and then Tiger. I mean, I know Tiger has nothing to do with winning tournaments anymore. That's not going to happen. But just the act of Tiger going to live. I mean, it's NWO.
100%. Yeah, Timmy would not be able to process it. I think most of us would have trouble processing it, but for Timmy,
Timmy would leave a note.
Well, I'm saying at the very least, that would be for akin to him finding out that, like, a spouse had been cheating on you for not just like once or twice.
He would walk in on his wife another dude.
That would be like finding out a spouse had been cheating on you for like 20 years. Like your entire relationship had just been a lie.
And that your kid's not yours.
Right. Like the whole thing. That's what that would feel like for Timmy, is losing. If Rory was gone and Tiger defected to live, that's about where he'd be. Yeah, you'd have to do a wellness
check. Teddy, would you be devastated as well? I mean, not on Timmy's level, obviously.
I would be really upset, but I would not have been shocked if that story had been true, just because of what's happened over the last year.
Yeah, you're right.
Rory's come out. He's not as vengeful or hateful against the LIV tour anymore, just because he felt sort of betrayed by his own tour, his own commissioner, how he defended him, you know, every day and was out there on the front lines. And then
working behind the scenes.
Yeah. And so he felt betrayed. So I could see that, hey, you know, you guys betrayed me, so I might as well go and try to get some money.
Well, yeah, in that point, it'd almost be to spite the PGA. It's not even about him cashing in. It's about, all right, if this is the game we're playing, I'll play it too. Yeah. I'll show you how it's played.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's the only way that would make sense, but I would still be shocked if he would do it.
Fat Boy Food Tap is next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's an accident reducing the roadway down to one lane on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Easton Way and 670. Only the right lane is open. And we have a 5-minute delay due to some stop and go traffic on westbound 670 between 33 and I-70. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. Back to Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday. It is Wild Card Wednesday. Bone?
Yes, ma'am.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health.
Okay.
You know, you didn't sound too enthusiastic. Oh.
I just said, okay.
Oh.
Ready to hear what you have to say.
Mm-hmm. Hey, here's what I'll do. I had somebody send me an email yesterday. We were talking about McDonald's in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And how the McDonald's in Spain had most of their burgers that contained bacon. And I said, wouldn't that be nice? Somebody sent me an email, one of our listeners who lives in Spain, who goes to McDonald's Spain quite often. And he said, the problem with the bacon in Spain is that it needs a trip to Tri-State Men's Health.
Oh.
It's too flaccid. If you feel that your bacon is too flaccid, I want you to see my friends. They have an expert staff. And if you're like a lot of men, your crispy bacon could be doing the hibbity-dibbity the day after your appointment. Call them today. 800-900-9654. Or visit tristatemenshealth.com. Promo code crispy bacon.
I don't think that one will work.
No. What did I tease?
I don't know. I've long since forgotten what the tease was.
Oh, it's Fatboy Food Tip.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value. Unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fatboy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
I was reading an article today about two taco chains that are going to change the game of fast food.
Okay.
Going to change the game. Have you been to Torchy's yet?
I keep seeing them. I've not been.
They have a couple locations here in town. It's good. I've been there before. Quality product. I enjoyed it very much. There's also another chain called Velvet Taco.
Velvet Taco.
I don't think
familiar.
Any have opened in this area, but this article I was reading was singling out these two chains, Torchy's and Velvet Taco, saying this is going to be the future of fast food.
Okay.
Just like Raisin Cane's took over Chicken Fingers, these two entities are going to take over Mexican-inspired fast food. And look, I'm not here to crap on these places. I've been to Torchy's. It's very good. But I also want to remind everybody out there, or tell everybody out there if you're not familiar, you can't get one taco at Torchy's for less than $6.
Sure.
You know, I feel like in some way we've lost our way. Where we're lumping places that are labeled fast food in with other fast food places, and that should not be it. You know, Torchy's and Velvet and these other places like Shake Shack almost, they should be their own separate category. Good food quickly, but yeah, you're going to pay for it.
Absolutely.
I want there to be a new taco place that opens up that is what Taco Bell used to be. Which is everything's $1 or $2 and you can fill up. And yes, perhaps it's not farm fresh ingredients. They don't have the produce right there in the restaurant for you to see. They don't tell you where the potatoes are from, like Five Guys. But maybe you can get in and out for $6 or $5 and fill yourself up. That should be the future of fast food.
Well, and I mean, I don't know. I'm looking at this Velvet Taco place. It obviously, it's got flashy marketing. They've got like a giant taco box you can order where you can mix and match all their tacos. This would be like for an office. This is not something you're taking home for dinner. But, and I, again, it all looks good. I'm with you. All the prices look pretty high. And from what I can tell, looking at this, there's not drive-thrus at these places, right? I don't. Does Torchy's have a drive-thru? If it does,
I don't think it does.
I'm sure it's very good
food.
Not
the one that I went to.
Okay. I'm just saying, you can't call it fast food if there's not a drive-thru. That's how I eat fast food. I have rarely, if ever, in the last year, as someone who eats fast food 5+ times a week, I've rarely gone into a fast food establishment. I probably have walked in to a fast food place less than 10 times in the last calendar year. And like I said, I eat it regularly. So 90% of what I'm doing is through the drive-thru. If you don't have one of those, we're not talking fast food. We're talking fast casual. We're talking a place where you can pop in with friends and get something to eat relatively quickly and be out in less than an hour or half hour, 40 minutes. That's fine. It's not fast food. It's fast casual. It's different.
So stop. And I'm sure they don't want to be compared to that.
No.
They know what they are. They think they're a premium product. They don't want to be compared to fast food.
Yeah, I'm looking at these, at least the Velvet Taco, and I'm sure Torchy's the same thing. I mean, this all looks like food I would eat.
Well, it's very good. It's very delicious. 8 days a week.
I mean, it all looks great. Just don't call it fast food. I don't know why. Why do these food websites, some of them, tend to think that, well, I can't actually go to real fast food places. I've got to take elevated fast casual places and then call those fast food because no one really eats fast food. No, a lot of people eat fast food. Stop doing that.
A side order. I got the menu up right here for Torchy's.
Okay.
And by the way, I do apologize. Their cheapest taco is $5.15.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you can get a taco for less than $6. I amend my previous statement.
Okay.
But a side order, little cup of pico de gallo. You know what that is.
Yeah, I love pico de gallo.
There's not any animals' faces in pico de gallo.
Right.
It's $3.60.
Oh, come on.
For a side cup of chopped up tomatoes and onions and a little jalapeno and a cilantro. It's $3.60.
I don't want to be this guy, but you can go to a grocery store and get someone freshly making a whole like quart of it for like less than $5. So why am I going to take a little, just a tiny little sample cup of it for $3? That's silly.
And again, I'm not saying it's bad.
No, it's not.
It's delicious.
I'm sure it is.
I'm sure it's worth it. Stop trying to lump this in with fast food. Because it's not. It's like when the rock stations just kept playing Lord all the time. I don't have a problem necessarily with Lord.
Royals is a great song.
But it's not on the rock station.
I know what you mean. Yeah. It could be an alternative song. I can see that.
Fine.
But
whatever.
It's not on a rock station. I agree with you.
Speaking of Royals, the White Sox are about to lose to them again.
There you go.
Oh, give me the bleach. I will drink it and pour it in my eyes and whatever you want me to do. Every orifice. Urethra, go ahead.
You know, I was going to say, do you ever envision Major League Baseball stepping in with Reinsdorf and saying, all right, that's enough, old man.
No,
sell the team.
Why would they?
Well, I know.
Look what you have in Oakland. It's been years of that.
That's what I was just going to say is they didn't do it with Oakland. So you're right. They would never do it with someone established as him. Someone who's actually won something there. Yeah. That's
you know what he has an opportunity to do as an owner today?
What's that?
Lose 3 games. Double dip with the White Sox.
Oh, right.
And the Bulls are playing tonight.
Bulls are playing the play-in game.
So there's a chance that his teams could lose 3 games today.
Yeah. That'd be pretty tough to do, I would think, for most owners. Most sports owners wouldn't do that. Did you watch any of the play-in last night?
No. Good.
Let me sum it up for you. Lakers won, and they were on the road in New Orleans. It was a back-and-forth great game, but Zion went out, and then Lakers kind of finished him off. But no Zion, and weirdly no Brandon Ingram, who's one of their better players. I don't know what happened there, but now New Orleans goes to a play-in game again as the losers. They go and play the winner of Kings and Warriors, which also was last night. Sacramento Kings made that one not close. It was like a 20-point blowout, and Klay Thompson, you know, one of the guys who was part of their dynasty, their big run, all those things, Want to know how many points he had last night in the game?
Mm.
Hero. Rhymes with that. He had no points in this game and was abysmal. Missed every shot. Looked like a shell of his former self. This is a guy now who wants to get a big contract, and he's not going to get it from them. He's probably not going to get it from, I don't know what team would give it to him, but yeah, that dynasty with the Warriors is over. They have to retool and rebuild. They've lost a play-in game two of the last like 4 years, I want to say, or ever since they started the play-ins. They've lost two out of three, I want to say, in the last few years. So not good for them.
It's Wild Card Wednesday. You can tweet us at manandbone971. You can text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Rimmer's retirement party is getting started in about 20 minutes. Rimmer will be here in the studio, and he wants to hear from you. So if you have a question for Rimmer, a comment, a virtual punch in the sack, whatever it is, get in touch with us, and we'll get in touch with him because he'll be sitting right next to us. All the news and notes you need as we go on campus. Coming up next, Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to find some slow traffic due to an accident blocking the right lane on westbound 33 at 270 Southeast. And we've got a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Allstate. You're in good hands. Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate, not one based on anyone else. So if you drive safely, you could save money. Good to know. Visit Allstate.com or call for a quote today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Murdering brain cells one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday. Rimmer's retirement party starts in about 10 minutes. Rimmer will be here for the entire 5 o'clock hour to discuss his last game last night, his entire career, what he sees for his future, and answer your questions and comments. So make sure to text us, 614-787-3093. Also, the White Sox have lost to the Royals in the first game of a double dip. They are now 2-15. 2-15.
Best thing about being 2-15?
The opportunity to go 2-16.
That's right. Oh, yeah, they're not getting a 3-win. Hey, but you know what? You want them to get to 2-16, so then next game they play a little Austin 3-16 action, maybe.
Sure, whatever.
Maybe they could win that and be a 3-16.
Teddy, what did the Reds start a couple years back? Was it like 3-21 or 3-22?
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Oh, it was bad.
Was that?
No, that was on opening day when Castellini said, where are you going to go? Right?
That was the same year.
Yes, yes. But that was a year where it was, everyone knew it was going to be bad. And then he said, where are you going to go?
That was the same year.
And then
year.
They started off miserable that year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, 3-22. That was just 22. 2 years ago.
Well,
yeah.
You know what?
That's in reach
this
for you.
This team can challenge it, buddy. On campus. Let's do it.
Common Man and T-Bones. On campus, the latest college sports news and notes.
Sponsored by Reverse Aesthetics. Don't let your dad bod hold you back anymore. Schedule your medical weight loss consult today.
Bone!
Well, man, Florida football coach Billy Napier is in his third year there in the swamp. And so far, not going well. He has started off 11-14, which...
That's not good.
I know it wasn't great, but I didn't know it was that bad.
No, that's not good.
However, he says, don't worry, because things are a lot better this offseason. Said for the first time in the last couple of years, they actually have their quarterback situation figured out. The number one thing for them ahead of this season was to get that figured out, and they did. They retained Graham Mertz. Graham/Ethel Mertz will be back for them. So So he feels really good about keeping the former Wisconsin product there.
He does?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Also, he said the Gators now feel at home in their $85 million Hevener Football Training Center. They've streamlined their NIL program. They've gotten rid of some staff members who didn't feel were getting up to their what they expected of them. So he said, now, hey, it's all good. We feel real comfortable. We think we're ready to go. He is on one of the hottest seats in college football, one would presume. I don't think you can go low under 500 for 3 years at Florida. If you can, it's not a premier job anymore, right? It's a different, yeah. That's a different beast altogether. And I saw this about Jim Harbaugh. We know that some of the sanctions came down against Michigan when he was there. These are not related to Connor Stallions. These are related to the, you know, improper visits, the things that were
actually
that
quite minor stuff.
Yes.
You know, minor stuff that Harbaugh could have dismissed by just saying, oops, sorry, that won't happen again.
Yeah, and admitting that he did it. Instead, he denied it. This led to, big blowback from the NCAA. Well, his lawyer, apparently, was even getting him in hot water last year with the NCAA because, apparently, according to some information that's now been put out there, the NCAA told Tom Mars, Harbaugh's attorney, who's been very integral in a lot of NIL and other transfer lawsuits over the years, over at least the last 10 years. Tom Mars apparently last year during a lot of this stuff that was punishments that were being hinted at, investigations that were happening around Michigan, whenever they would post something about it, he would then post some mocking thing on Twitter, and it got to the point that the NCAA, it has now been revealed, basically messaged him, Harbaugh, and the school and said, if he continues to do this, we will sanction him and you for your lawyer's inappropriate posts. While I think it's funny to mock the NCAA, I can't stand a lot of what the NCAA does. The fact that Harbaugh basically did point a finger in their face this entire time and still kind of escaped without punishment, to me is, I think, still fairly laughable. I know he got a few game suspension on both ends of the season.
That was for a different...
Well, no, he got the one early and then he got the one late.
Right, that's right.
Right, but either way, I think the sanctions for Michigan are going to be even worse once they get to the Connor Stallion stuff. Obviously, what they got for the other recruiting violations, not so bad. Meanwhile, in basketball, some news I was not hoping to see. This is for our friends over in the Hoosier State. Indiana has landed a top 10 prospect in the portal. Omar Ballo has transferred in from Arizona, a big man that, you know, in the Pac-12, he was a guy who was averaging, I think, a double-double last year. Seven-footer, he can play, very highly sought-after recruit, and now, after playing a couple seasons for Arizona, he earned all conference honors in the Pac-12 the last 2 years. Now he's going to be headed off to Indiana, so that is someone that the Buckeyes and every other team in the Big Ten will have to contend with. That's not great for us, but for Indiana fans, that is very good. Meanwhile, State up north, team up north in basketball, Dusty May, their new head coach, coming up from Florida Atlantic. Apparently, he is on the verge of landing some big-time commits. No surprise. John L. Davis and Vladislav Golden, both who played for him at Florida Atlantic, are both high priorities for them. They expect both those guys to sign with Michigan. There's also a Yale transfer by the name of Danny Wolf, who has been visiting and is apparently very excited about this opportunity to play there.
I did see they didn't keep one of their big guys, though. Reed, did you see that?
Yes, that's right.
Reed is going to UConn, I think.
Yes, that's correct. Meanwhile, Auburn's Trey Donaldson and Aiden Holloway are both coming to visit this weekend. Wisconsin's Connor Assegian are also, he's visiting Ann Arbor this weekend. And one Roddy Gale is visiting.
Right.
And according to 24/7 Sports,
let him live.
They believe that with Trey Donaldson from Auburn and Roddy Gale, Michigan is in the driver's seat for both those recruits. So just keeping an eye on that. And I saw this news yesterday. I brought it up to you, but I don't think we talked about it on the air. BYU found their next head coach. So Mark Pope was their head coach. He took the Kentucky job. They have to find a new head coach. They have hired a guy named Kevin Young. Kevin Young was a Suns assistant who is now taking the job there. He will be allowed to finish out, you know, the rest of the season with the Suns. And then once that's done, he will then take over coaching duties at BYU. Supposedly, his deal is in the neighborhood of seven years and $30 million. Now, I don't know if that's just for him or his staff. And
that's pretty big money for BYU.
Yeah. Then you're presumably also going to pay for name, image, and likeness on top of all that. But, you know, that's a really big get for them, because not because he was in the NBA, but just that's a guy who didn't really have a reason to go jump back into college and yet decided to go ahead and do so.
He would have interviewed for some pro jobs this offseason, right?
Yep. He was a finalist for the Nets coaching vacancy.
That's right.
The Nets coaching vacancy.
They're squatters.
And had been kind of trending towards an NBA job over the last few years. So instead, he's going to Salt Lake City.
Join us for the party. A one-hour-long retirement party for our guy, Jeff Rimmer. Coming up next, Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to find an accident on the left shoulder of eastbound 270 on the north outer belt after 23 and almost a 15-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 270. This report is sponsored by Z-Bart. Have you been longing for that new car feeling? Let Z-Bart revitalize your vehicle with industry-leading products and services. With options like professional detailing, Z-Bart undercoating, Rhino lining spray on bed liners, and Z-Bart window tint. Z-Bart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Banned from every dime a dog night in the Midwest.
Because he's fat.
Here's Man and Bone.
It's a very special day because our friend, Jeff Rimmer, has retired. And he's decided to grace his presence, our presence with him. Whatever I'm trying to say.
That's right.
Rims? Yeah.
Good afternoon.
How'd you do last night?
There were some moments where I was close to breaking down, but I held it together.
Not when you got home, though.
I heard you guys earlier. No, when I got home, it was a night of reflection. Didn't sleep a lot last night.
I'm guessing you didn't.
No.
That's interesting.
I thought about these 20 years. I thought about the fan base here in Columbus. I've talked numerous times about people here in the Midwest and specifically hockey fans, Blue Jacket fans, the fifth line, call them what you want. There are no better in the NHL, and I don't say that lightly, and I say it sincerely. These fans and the way that they've treated me over the 20 years and what they did last night. Even the players were commenting today. Today's exit day, players are having interviews. I went over to the arena. The players were still laughing positively about my demands made before the game. As Pascal Vincent offered me an opportunity in the morning press conference to address the players, not so much address them other than just name the starting lineup. But I said, I'm not just going to name the starting lineup, Pazzy. I want to offer a little bit of encouragement, and hey,
they won the game for you, buddy.
That's right.
Yeah,
they won the game for you.
And players said that today. Zach Werenski, 4-point night. Hey. I demanded a 4-point night if you watched the video, because those 4 points tie him for the franchise record for most points by a defenseman. He was outstanding. And the game was great. The fans were great. Hey, we didn't have our full lineup in. In fact, with Boone Jenner, there were 11 guys out of the lineup last night that are regulars. And, of course, Carolina, they had 8 players not dressed for the game last night. But it was an entertaining hockey game and just a great night.
Well, it was something you deserved for what it's worth. Because
absolutely.
That was the way it should go for you on that night. If we were hoping, in a way, for us to not know when the start of the season happened. I was hoping to not know when your last game was, because we were hoping we'd get to the playoffs, and then you don't really know how that's going to go.
Right.
Instead, we're in this moment where it was known and we got to plan it. At least then the building could be buzzed. They could have all the appropriate tributes there. You'd rather be in the playoffs, I know. But since that didn't happen, at least they went out with a bang and played a great game.
Oh, it was terrific. And I heard you guys earlier, as I always do, talk about the young guys that had a chance to make their debut. And I'm telling you, the general manager's position, you guys did a pretty good job in running Yarmo out of town. But
that was our fault, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No question about it. In fact, I told Yarmo, you know, it's those two afternoon hosts.
Oh, boy. I didn't know it was afternoon. You started
it's retirement for you, but not for us. Don't take us down
with you, buddy.
97.1, the Fan. I even gave him Ricordotti's number and said, hey, if you want to personally thank Mike Ricordotti, by all means, go ahead and do it.
There you go.
First of all, I wish someone would pay me to go away.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So he should be thanking me.
Well, the fact of the matter is that they're looking for a new general manager, and no stone will be left unturned.
I don't want to talk about that now.
Okay.
I want to talk about you. As a matter of fact, we got you a little something. Miss Jen Winters, can you bring in a little treat that we got for Jeff Rimmer here? You know, we know that you're going to Florida. When are you leaving? Tomorrow?
No.
Tonight?
No.
Okay. When are you leaving?
Soon you're going, right? I didn't want you to have something you had to pack in a suitcase. So instead, we got you a little cake just to let you know how we feel about you.
Can I read this on the air?
What does it say? What does it say, Rims? Oh,
we got it personalized just for you, Rims.
Ladies and gentlemen, go to hell, Jeff Ripken.
That's right.
Yay.
You've earned it. Now make a wish. Even though there's no candles on it, just lick it.
I want a candle.
We could probably dig him up a candle, can't we?
Jen's probably, we got candles somewhere. Sure I could find it.
Jen moving that cake was the code for, old man, you're putting your sleeve in the frosting.
Well, the desk, it's a tiny desk. So where it sits is, you know, precarious.
It's on the edge.
Yeah, it was right there.
It was on the edge. Yeah.
Much like the show is on the edge.
But we never teeter off.
No.
Right? We always keep close. Our balance.
You come close. I have seen you almost over the edge, mm-hmm. but somehow you pull back.
It's a high wire act, yeah.
I want to talk about your whole career. Because we actually had people text us questions for you.
Really?
And comments for you. First of all, lots of comments for you. And you know, people showed up for you last night, right?
Yeah, they were, overwhelmed by the response.
All right,
In fact, I don't know if you watched it on television, but I was trying, I mean, with the ovation and the chanting and everything else, I was trying to get them to drop the puck, and even the officials waited an extra few seconds before dropping the puck, and I just wanted them to drop the puck, and I was just overwhelmed. These fans.
What is your
love
favorite
every one of them.
Guilty pleasure/fast food treat? Now, little sidebar by me. Rimmer used to be a much bigger man. All right, you were a girthy man.
He's flexing. He's still very physically strong.
You're
physically strong.
You're fit.
And fit.
You're thinner.
I saw my cardiologist, Dr. Yakupov, today, and he is very proud of me.
Very good. But you used to have a nice size of man hooters.
Oh, by the way, Dr. Yakupov listens to the show religiously.
Nail Yakupov? The former prospect.
No, not Neil Yakupov's. Dr. Steve.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm glad he's Nail's dead.
The number one cardiologist, not only in Columbus, but in America. And by the way, he's the one responsible for saving my life.
He's the one who kept you alive.
2007.
Congratulations, Dr. Yakov Smirnov. You've done.
Yakupov.
No, hey, I just want to be clear. Mike's the one throwing shade at you as someone who may need heart surgery in the future.
You want a good doctor?
I'm saying I'm proud of you in your good graces. You're probably not hitting the drive-through window very much anymore, but back in the day, I know you used to take part in these guilty pleasures. So what was the Rimmer order?
Double quarter pounder with cheese. And an extra large fries. Why are you smiling? Yeah,
because I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
That's why.
That's good.
I've heard some people say, my cheat meal's a taco. Get out of here. You're going for the gold.
Double quarter
pounder.
What's
the biggest you got? Give it to me.
That's greasy, expert level.
The greasier, the better.
Yeah.
The more onions, the better.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
But those are few and far between now.
When was the last time you had one? We won't tell Yakov Smirnov. Don't worry about it.
Dr. Yakupov, who sounds like a great
Dr. Steven Yakupov.
Yeah.
When was the last time you had one?
Oh, just as an aside, he was the one on Friday afternoon that said, we need to get you upstairs for surgery. He was the cardiologist. Now, Dr. Stephen Duff.
In 2007, not this last Friday.
No, 2007. Right. I already said 2007.
Rivers, like, I put it off just to get through all this, and then I got to go back in and get that fixed.
Yeah. No, no. We're fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I had all the tests done today. I am flying through with colors. But
beautiful.
There you go. Anyway, prior to the big celebration night, which wasn't last night, and the Blue Jackets, and specifically Mark Gregory and the front office and the management, I mean, they outdid anything that was possible with that celebration a couple of weeks ago, and I thank them. But I got a text message from a gentleman, and it was an unknown number, but I responded anyway, and it was Dr. Stephen Duff, the surgeon on that Friday afternoon who just happened to be upstairs at Ohio Health, Riverside Hospital, and he came down and said to me, are you ready to go? I had no idea what was involved. I thought they'd go through. And, of course, my wife says, wow, Regis Philbin just had that surgery. Of course, he's dead now, but he had the surgery.
Right.
Yeah. Not a friend of mine, by the way. He's not on speed dial.
No liking. No liking.
Mortal enemies with Regis, I think, right? Mortal enemies.
But anyway, I thought they go through your armpit and, you know, it's a quick procedure.
No, they give you like the full zipper job, right?
Well, they literally take your heart and your lungs out of your body and put them on a heart and a lung machine.
Yeah, yeah.
And then do what needs to be done.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know what was very weird about that, too? Danny Gare was his anesthesiologist. Because he can put anybody to sleep.
You are bad.
Was Gelman involved in any way in your heart surgery for Regis? No? Okay, no, I didn't know if Gelman was
but
there.
But Kathy Lee Gifford was.
Okay. It was on a Carnival cruise ship, so that makes sense.
She was drinking lots of white wine, too.
Yeah.
She was buzzed.
Her and Hoda Kotb were in the gallery just doing the play-by-play for you on that.
How did you know?
Here's another question for you. Can Rimmer talk about his 1984 scuffle with Pete Rose?
Oh, can I ever talk about it? And I've done a number of interviews, and every interview I do, people want to know about it. I literally got Pete Rose on the Montreal Expos because during the off season, I hosted the Hot Stove Expos off season, and I called Pete after the 1983 World Series, and he was released by the Phillies. By the way, Baltimore won, and that was the very time, coincidentally, I was negotiating to go to Baltimore. But anyway, I talked to Pete, and I said, hey, you can provide the intangibles to put this team. We had Dawson, we had Carter, we had Cromartie, we had Tim Wallach.
Well, first of all, how did you know Pete well enough to say, come to Montreal?
Because the same way that I, as a 19-year-old, went up to Muhammad Ali and told him I wanted to come to my studio up the road on McLeod Trail in Calgary.
So you just pointed your finger and said, damn it, you're going to be my friend.
Well, let me put it this way. When I first started the idea that I wasn't going to be a National Hockey League player, but instead I had to be a hockey broadcaster in the future, which was my goal in high school, and I'm happy to say I achieved it, I was told by one of my mentors that, you know what, you've got big whatevers. And
eyes? Big eyes?
Yeah, big eyes.
Yeah.
You're close.
Big marbles. See everything.
Big marbles.
Take it all in. Yeah.
And you're going to upset some people along the way, but you're going to probably open some doors with, you know, with how you carry yourself. And
because when I think about you, I think about controversy. That's what I think about.
You really do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me and Pete.
You know what? I got to take a break.
I was just going to say, I get the sense that you walk up to someone and go, I need to say something to you, and you'll say it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I want you to finish the story.
We'll pause there. Yeah.
You and Pete Rose and how you actually became his second wife as well. Coming up next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You should be aware of an accident that's blocking the left lane on southbound 315 at Lane Avenue, and stop-and-go traffic is causing a 25-minute slowdown on eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Bixby Road. This report is sponsored by First Service Credit Union. Don't be just a number at the bank. First Service Federal Credit Union puts you first. Become a valued member at firstcu.com. Switch for the savings. Stay for the service. Ready for banking with the human approach? Find First Service at firstcu.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traction.
Common Man here for Care, Heating, and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
You wanted the best. Instead, you got these two. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
You got the best today because Jeff Rimmer's here.
Yeah.
Jeff Rimmer, we celebrate his retirement. When last we left you, he was about to tell us a story about how in 1984, him and Pete Rose got into an almost rumble in the clubhouse in Montreal.
He backed off immediately. He saw me coming. He took a look at the guns.
Or you could tell the real story.
Real story is, anyway, let me back up here. So I talked to Pete, and I said, hey, you provide the intangibles with this young team in the early 80s. We were dominant, excuse me. And he said, great, what do I have to do? I said, just join me once a week on the hot stove. He said, ah, no problem. No, that'd be great. So anyway, 3 weeks in, Charles Bronfman, the Seagram's Empire heir, he announced several weeks after listening to me, he also owned our radio TV station as well as the Expos. I don't care what Rimmer says, we are not signing Pete Rose. And lo and behold, on January 19th, I've got the picture, me 100 pounds heavier, and Pete Rose in a number 14 Expos uniform signing. And of course, he said at the time, Rimmer's paying half his salary. Kind of. Anyway, we go ahead to spring training, and that was really my first look at the real Pete Rose and all his gambling interests, because Gary Carter was celebrating a birthday. We're all in West Palm at training camp or spring training. And Gary had this party with all kinds of tables set out in Palm Beach Gardens. And wouldn't you know it, on each of those tables were betting sheets for the players to pick their March Madness teams.
Sure.
And there were a few other side bet opportunities, and Pete was just kind of raking it all in. So that was my first exposure to Pete and gambling. Fast forward. Team gets off to not a very good start. Doug Flynn, part of that red machine, big red machine, and of course very close with Pete, says that guy Rimmer is the most negative guy around. And specifically, I might have been negative about him because Rodney Scott, fleet-footed leadoff hitter who could hit and steal bases, also was a second baseman, was better than Doug. And Doug finally got tired of sitting on the bench, and he... on a Thursday night, after a newspaper story in the Montreal Gazette Thursday morning said, play me or trade me. So they put him in as a defensive replacement because he was very strong defensively, good glove. And he makes two errors and we lose to the Pirates, 5-4, after those two errors. Coincidentally, I had a weekend guest by the name of David Lander, better known by Laverne and Shirley fans as Squiggy. So he is a big Pirates fan.
I just want to point out.
We're just going we're
talking,
everywhere right
no, no,
now.
No. We're talking about you working with the Seagram's heir to get Pete Rose to another country. And in the middle of talking about that and talking crap to a guy on the big red, who was on the big red machine, Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley just rolls into this story.
Well,
only Rimmer could have a story like this, folks. Well, that's what I'm saying. You've lived a life that only you could have, a story with all these different intangibles.
I've been asked to write a book by several people.
I would read it.
Anyway, Squiggy, David Lander, is a huge Pittsburgh Pirate fan and actually owns, or did own, he's passed away, owned part of their minor league team in Portland, Oregon. And I invited him and his wife from Los Angeles to come up because he treated us so well. We went out and watched a couple of tapings of Laverne and Shirley because my wife's from L.A., and so he and his wife came up for four-game weekend series. So Friday night, I host the post-game show in the restaurant at Olympic Stadium named Salon 76. So after the game and after Flynn, who demanded to be traded, makes two errors, Rose steps up and says, that guy Rimmer is the most negative talk show guy, the most negative baseball broadcaster I've ever been around. This is headlines on Friday in all the English and French papers. So I go to Pete in the clubhouse in the afternoon, and I said, Pete, what's this? And of course, he said he was misquoted, taken out of context, call it what you want. And I said, well, Pete, I'm not going to be misquoted because at 6 o'clock tonight, I'm opening up the pregame with a commentary. I'll tape it and you and I will have a listen to it. Fast forward, I'm upstairs doing the pregame and do my commentary. Pete has everybody in the clubhouse listening at 6 o'clock. So I do the commentary. Pete tells the players after the game, by the way, Expos won that game Friday night. And I'm in the Salon 76 with Squiggy, David Lander. And in comes, after Pete tells the players, I'm calling Rimmer and I'm going to call him out. So Pete calls, the producer says, producer Ted says, hey, Pete's on the phone. He wants to come on the show. So I said, put him on. Squiggy, this is great. Tommy Lasorda would never call Dodger talk in Los Angeles. And here we are, Expos talk, and Pete Rose is calling. That's the way he talked.
Thanks, Rims.
Squiggy.
I got it.
I know, it's so great. This is awesome.
So anyway, Rose calls. He says, hey, Rimmer, I want an apology. And I say, for what? He says, you're trying to ruin my reputation I've spent all these years in baseball building up. I say, Pete, tell me where I am wrong. Anyway, just apologize. No, I'm not apologizing. We go back and forth. He just ends up slamming the phone down. Saturday, we're the NBC game of the week, so I'm off Saturdays. But I do go in and do my post-game stuff because I'm stringing for the U.S. networks, making an extra few bucks. So I walk in the clubhouse, and there's Jim Wilford and Chris Spire, who later was a bench coach here for Cincinnati shortly after I arrived here years ago now, and they're standing with boxing gloves, and all these guys are my buddies. We're friends. I travel with them. We hang out together. So I walk in the clubhouse, and Wolford and Spire have these boxing gloves, and they start, Pete, 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 Rimmer, 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 Pete, 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 Rimmer, Rimmer, Rimmer. Anyway, I walk up to Pete. I've got the cassette. I said, Pete, listen to this, and you tell me where I am disparaging you. You tell me where I'm ripping you. You tell me where I'm trying to ruin your reputation. Anyway, he's sitting at his cubicle, sitting on his comfortable chair, and he throws out a couple of expletives and get away. Meantime, the players are still, Pete, 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 Rimmer, 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 trying to make light of all this. Next thing I know, he stands up and grabs me by the neck, but he got my brand new Montreal Canadiens golf shirt that I just purchased at the store.
You didn't purchase anything.
Anyway. I purchased this beautiful new shirt, and I was not going to let Pete hit me, so I hit the ground. The shirt is, the collar is ripped, and I hit the ground, over comes Flynn, and starts kicking me. Well, Gary Carter, may he rest in peace, comes over, and he picks up Flynn, throws him against the locker. John McHale, the president of the Montreal Expos, walks in at this precise moment. What is going on here? He's yelling at Bill Verdon, then the manager, former Pirates manager, now Expos manager. This guy, Rimmer, me, is the greatest ambassador we have, and what is going on here? Well, coincidentally, the radio television station was sold to Mr. Jean Pouliot, French-Canadian, terrific man. Bronfman had sold the radio TV station, and Mr. Pouliot demands an apology. I wish there were cameras or even cell phones back in those days, because you know what? I might have owned the Montreal Expos or a lot more. So Pete was summoned to the owner's box Sunday morning. I was summoned along with Mr. Pouliot and our general manager and program director. And Pete apologized. So Pete was great. He said he was just trying to rally the team, and I was so close to all the players, this was his way to get the team rallied, if you can believe it. 2 weeks later, Pete calls me. He says, Rimmer, I owe you one. I say, yeah, what's up? He says, I'm being released by the Expos. I'm going back to Cincinnati as playing manager. The rest is history, and now you know the rest of the story. So, wow. Pete, so a couple of years later, when Vegas comes in the National Hockey League, Jody Shelley, my great broadcast partner, and Bob McElligott, the radio broadcaster here on 97.1, they wanted to meet Pete. So we knew he's signing autographs in Vegas. So we walked down to the casino where Pete is, and Jody says, as we walk in, Pete recognizes me right away. Hey, Jeff, what are you doing here? Oh, yeah, I know. There's a hockey game. So, and Pete's a pretty knowledgeable hockey fan. So he, Jody says, Pete Rimmer's told us all the stories. And Pete says, without batting an eyelash, whatever Jeff Rimmer tells you is true.
Wow.
And so
amazing.
Pete's talked to my son several times over the years because my son's doing a lot of memorabilia stuff. And yeah, Pete and I are fine.
All right. Great story. And in typical Rimmer fashion, it was 16 minutes long. We have to take a break.
I loved it, though.
We're going to come back more with Rimmer next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You'll find a 10-minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side between 315 and Hague Avenue, and expect a 25-minute slowdown on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and 33. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward, like banners, flyers, signs, and catalogs, some even same day. And now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Offer ends 6/1. Visit staples.com/print for details. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Common Man and T-Bones. With the biggest name dropper of them all, the CBJ's Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
All right, so we've been talking to Rims for the last 37 minutes, but now we've made it
not
official.
Long enough.
I agree.
Should have been here at 3. I wasn't invited in until 5, but I wanted to be here at 3.
You know, we have this special day. We get you a cake. We have some swag for you to take.
This is great.
Yeah. And you're throwing shade at me. I told you, you brought in some T-shirts with your cartoon face on
it. You know how much those T-shirts are in demand?
No, I don't know.
They saw the players wear them. People wanted to buy them. I was just inundated with requests. the team was inundated. It's a special item that I've gone out of my way to hand deliver
and
today.
I appreciate it. I took a picture of it.
I'm wearing mine.
And sent it to my wife.
I think it looks great.
And she said, you better wear that the next time we are intimate.
I believe she said that.
I'm thinking about him anyway. I may as well see him.
Well, Kristen and I have had several conversations.
I'm sure you have.
Yes. I don't know where that was going.
You agree
either.
A lot in the conversations.
Agree on
a lot
what?
Of loud yesing. That's a lot of yes!
Re-rack it.
You know what? Can I ask a question that I would presume some people may have wondered over the years? Now, people, just so you know, Rims is retiring from the Jackets. You are not retiring from this show.
No. Never.
No. You are still on the show. You are still back next year for hockey. And, of course, anytime in between. Now you have more free time, so we'll have you more frequently. But
Rims is eating cake, by the way. If you hear
that's
him.
Fine. That's all right. We've been eating his retirement cake. But I've always kind of wondered this myself. We do a lot of goofy impressions. Mike always does the hello for you. When you hear that, what goes through your mind when you hear Mike? Yeah, when he's making that Rimmer impersonation, we rarely get to ask the people he impersonates what they think of the impersonation.
Tell me what it's done.
Right. Yeah, that was one we did with you.
I think it's a very poor imitation. But imitation is the greatest form of flattery.
There you go. All right. So you take
it used to be a lot longer.
That's not imitation. That's what you
said. No, that's you. Can you answer some questions from the listeners here?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Please lean hard on Rimmer to find out which announcers he doesn't like.
Oh.
Don't give me... You are retired as of today.
No, I'm not. I'm still employed by the Columbus Blue Jackets.
You know what I mean. Go out with a bang.
I'm under contract.
Go out with a bang. Guys over the years that you've met that just rubbed you the wrong way.
I've got to give that some thought. I can't give you names right off the top.
No, you don't
of
have
head.
To. You have to give thoughts about what you want to say. No, you know.
There was a face. Wait, that
how can you read my mind?
No, I know, because I've known you for 20 years.
You can't read my mind.
Yes, Rims, I can. You tell me, and you don't have to say who. You're telling me there wasn't a face that instantly popped into your brain where you're like,
of course
well,
there was.
But I can't say that, maybe. Maybe you're thinking, I can't tell you that name. But there had to be a face that instantly popped into your head when he said that.
The sport of hockey or any sport?
Any sport.
Any sport.
Pick your sport.
I've got to give it some thought.
He knows. Oh, he's got a couple of bangers in there he doesn't want to say.
All right,
he's
about this one? Favorite Blue Jackets player?
No. Favorite Blue Jackets player over the years or presently?
Over the years. Don't give me five names either. Give me one name.
Boy. I've got to give you three.
Oh,
top
my
three.
God. All right, top three. Go
three's,
ahead.
Three's good.
Top three. Rick Nash, number one. Great player, better person. Nick Foligno, terrific person. And on the present team, Zach Werenski. And I've got several honorable mentions.
I'm sure you do.
I know you do.
Yeah, because you've known everyone who's
and why
been
is
here
Emil Bemstrom
years?
One of them?
No. Now, why wouldn't you ask me that question first? My least favorite player
can we,
to
is
call.
It, is it him? Is it Emil Bemstrom?
Or without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Really? Like, worse than Adam Foote?
Well, listen, Adam Foote was my neighbor out in Dublin.
Well, who cares?
He was not, Adam Foote was not a bad guy. Adam Foote was actually a good guy. For whatever reason, things deteriorated in their discussions to sign an extension. And at that point, he made up his mind that he, through his agent, wanted out and, of course, left. A lot of speculation as to when he actually decided he no longer wanted to be a Blue Jacket. But I don't know the inner workings of that story. But Adam Foote was not a bad guy. I mean, some people are upset about Artemi Panarin. Artemi Panarin was not a bad guy. Artemi Panarin told me in San Jose, I remember exactly where we were. We were standing at a lamppost at the end of the street. Just outside the hotel, and he said he had nothing against the Columbus Blue Jackets, the organization, the coach, anybody. The issue was he was traded without his consent by Stan Bowman, then the general manager, and he was going to make the decision next time as to where he was going. Now, he had interest in Florida. They wouldn't meet the contract demands of his agent. They wanted to go as a package. This is inside information. This will be in my book when I write
it. This is good.
He and Bobrovsky wanted to go as a package to Florida. My good friend Dale Tallon, then the general manager, went to ownership, Vinny Viola, and said, I can get both guys signed. He wanted both those guys signed, plus Stone that ended up going to Vegas. And when Vinny found out what the requirement was, a huge signing bonus, he said no. Bobrovsky went for $10.5 million. Panarin went to New York for better than that, $11.5 million, I believe, at the time when he signed. But it had nothing to do with the Columbus Blue Jackets. And I know fans are upset. I am. I loved calling his games. He was electric. He was exciting to watch. And he's having one hell of a season this year.
I am not going to let you get out of here. We have one more segment left to go. Without the broadcaster you hate answer. So you better have a name for
it. You got to think about it. This commercial break.
You better have a name that you're willing to say, because I know you got about 100 names in your head that you want to say. And don't tell me I'm wrong, because that just makes you a liar.
Yeah, but if I tell you a guy that I don't necessarily like or dislike, I do dislike, he could be a Canadian broadcaster that you have no idea who he is.
Could be. Rims, just pick a dead guy.
We'll Google him.
Most of these guys are probably dead anyway. Just pick a dead guy. You're not going to offend a dead guy.
Whoever you pick is now on our list as a mortal enemy for the rest of our lives.
And if he's dead, I'll take a trip to wherever he is and just take a piss on his grave.
Oh,
Me and you.
No, don't count me
You've
in.
Always wanted to take that vacation together. That can be our vacation.
No.
Spiting people that have wronged us.
That's right.
That's a hell of a vacation. Have some more cake. One more segment to go. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to hit a 30-minute slowdown on northbound 71 on the north side between I-70 and 270, and a 10-minute delay on northbound 315 between 670 East and 270. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last. Let the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding. They have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and payments as low as $99 a month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit Oaks Roofing and Siding. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. But we're here with Jeff Rimmer, because Rims called his final NHL game last night. Blue Jackets sent him out a winner. Rims, you know where Bone and I do all our banging? How you doing?
I'm well.
You know where Bone and I do all our banging?
Yeah, do you know where we do all our banging?
No.
Hollywood Casino Columbus.
That's right. The sports book there,
and
Mike.
Their 12,000 square foot sports book. If you're looking for action, if you're looking for food and drink and entertainment, and maybe Rimmer passed out in the corner.
Never know.
Then go see our friends at the sports book at Hollywood Casino Columbus. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Bone, it is Wild Card Wednesday. I do have a prize to give away, a $50 gift card to Pecan Pennies. Pecan Pennies, your downtown home for barbecue, happy hour, and soccer. Do you have a winner?
I do. Brian says, who would you be most surprised to find out that they record themselves doing or during naughty time? And who are you surprised that these videos have not yet surfaced for? So,
Rimmer,
which one? You'd be surprised he is, or you're shocked that he hasn't released one yet?
Rimmer, have you ever filmed yourself?
No.
That's good.
Because you're always the cameraman for Doug McClain.
You do have access to a lot of recording equipment, being your business that you were in for so
many
years.
I don't have access to it. We have excellent people that handle that. John Ebright's done just a terrific job in putting all the specials together. Why are you laughing?
No, I'm laughing because you got a name drop in on that, even when it was just a question about if you've ever filmed yourself during
because
a romantic encounter.
No.
This is a question from the listener. I'm just relaying it to you.
No.
Hey, I think we need to play some of our little bits that we've done.
No, I don't want to hear your bits. I thought you wanted to find out.
Well, I do want to find out.
Are you going to actually say the broadcaster that you hate?
Yeah.
Who is it?
I wouldn't say I hate him. I'll say I dislike him, and I thought he was a little overhanded. Back when I was in Baltimore.
When?
Doing Orioles baseball.
What was that?
I wanted to do a pregame interview with Bob Uecker.
And he blew me off. Oh, look at you.
Yeah. Yeah. Not only that, but when he went into the broadcast booth, and I had my own broadcast booth at Camden Yards, but when he went in, and I was adjacent to the visiting radio, when he went in there, he would paste the press notes up so he wouldn't have to see anybody in the next booth.
Wow.
Yeah. But I said, hey, man. One night I said, hey, Bob, and he was very cordial at the beginning. And then I said, listen, I need a pregame guest. Can you join me? And he just kind of totally dismissed me.
So. We just got some, I'm sorry, I can't control the news. Bob Uecker has just died. He just died during that segment.
No, he did not. No, he did not. Although that would be...
He may have. Quite, I don't know. But
that would be quite the timing.
So I wouldn't say I hate him, but yeah. I thought he was just a little overhanded.
Sure. You also were the second choice for Mr. Belvedere, the dad on Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah, I was.
So you were pissed off about not getting that role.
Yeah, I was.
You did a great job on Alf, though, as Alf.
Yeah. Whatever you say.
Did you have a sitcom from the 80s that you enjoyed, Rims? Alf, was that one that you ever watched?
My kids watched it, so okay. I joined them in watching it. But I was kind of partial to Laverne and Shirley and my boy Squiggy.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Look at that.
And the Fonz. How about the Fonz?
How about them?
I kind of look like the Fonz.
You do?
Got the long flow hair.
Did you ever get to talk to the Fonz? You've talked to a lot of celebrities. You ever talk to Henry Winkler?
I met him at a taping one night of Laverne and Shirley in Los Angeles, Hollywood.
There you go.
But I wouldn't say that we were buddies, not like some of my other close personal friends.
Well, what
about Hollywood friends for you? We already heard about Squiggy.
Yeah, well, I heard you guys talking about Harrison Ford yesterday.
Was I wrong?
No, not at all. You were 100% correct. One of the greatest actors in history that I had the good fortune of meeting through my father-in-law, because he did a lot of work for him, and he was one strange bird, but a wonderful actor, was Marlon Brando. I've never dropped his name before. But I went off in the 6 months that I lived in L.A. after we left Canada, because Farrell couldn't take the winters in Edmonton when it was 40 below for 2 months. I often went with my father-in-law on some of his business calls because, frankly, I wasn't working at the time. I had a weekend TV sports job at KHJ Channel 9. So off during the week, I would often accompany my father-in-law, who wanted me to get into the business, but I wanted to be a broadcaster. And as you know, specifically a hockey broadcaster. So I often accompanied him on some of his trips and met Marlon Brando, but he didn't really have much to say to me. He was more interested in talking to my father-in-law about some project that he was putting together and his massive estate.
All right, listen to me. We're out of time, okay?
Mary Tyler Moore, Grant Tinker, the husband.
Yes.
Then
we're out of time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's extend the show to the next hour.
The hour has just flown by.
It has.
But I want to tell you something. I'm proud of you. All right?
Why are you proud of me?
Because you've done more in your career. Look, I sit here, I make fairly casual observations, right? What the hell am I doing? You get to go out there and be the soundtrack to people's live sports experience.
You're trying to make me cry like you promised at 3 o'clock?
No.
Yeah, I think he is trying to do
I'm
that.
Just saying, we have a lot of nonsense on this show.
Yes, you have.
Okay?
And I'm sure it'll continue.
But we have to be serious for a second. I love you. I'm proud of you. Okay?
Thank you.
And I never want you to forget that. And I'm so glad that you did not become my father-in-law. Do you remember the time that you tried to set me up with your daughter?
That's true.
Do you remember this?
Yeah. I would have been a great father-in-law to you. Probably. Well, no. I know your father-in-law. He's a wonderful man.
He is a wonderful man.
Yeah.
But I don't think we could have the type of relationship that we have.
I would have been a great substitute,
though. Would you let me call you dad?
Sure, I would.
Would you?
Wow. If you were married to my daughter, sure. Why not?
What about just now? I'm not, but...
No.
What about Pappy? Can I call you Pappy?
No.
What about Daddy? No?
Oh.
No.
Well, when I put that Rimmer t-shirt on tonight, Kristen's going to be calling somebody Daddy.
Okay. There we go.
She'll be wondering where Jeff Rimmer is.
Mm. All right. You're my guy. You know that.
And okay? You're my guy. You guys are my guys.
I know.
Thanks, Rims.
Thank you for everything.
And you look great in that t-shirt.
Well, thank you. It's T-Bone the looks face awesome. On the front of it. There you go.
Wear it proudly.
I plan to.
All right, we're back tomorrow without Rimmer. He's not allowed.
Why not? I'm still in town. I can come back and make another appearance.
We've emotionally done it all today.
Emotionally?
Yes.
So you're the one that's crying, not me.
Physically, we haven't done nearly enough. We haven't done nearly enough physically.
6 to 8 months, we'll talk.
I'll be ready.
Or next week.
That sounds good to me.
All right.
See you next week.
All right, Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're looking at a 10-minute delay if you're traveling westbound 670 between 33 and I-70. And be aware of an accident on southbound 270's off-ramp to East Broad Street, and that's on the East Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last, like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding. They have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and payments as low as $99 a month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit oaksroofingandsiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
This Action Update is brought to you by Tipico. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The RBC Heritage this week again has Scottie Scheffler as the big favorite. The Masters champ is plus 390 to win. Xander Schauffele has the second best odds at 11-1, followed by Rory McIlroy 12-1. And young star and Masters runner-up Ludvig Åberg is 13-1 at the RBC Heritage. For your Tipico Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Center. Good evening, I'm Ryan Baker. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning in Seattle, and it's not looking good for the Reds. They trail the Mariners 4-1. Cleveland is in Boston tonight to face the Red Sox at 7:10. Ben Lively gets the start for the Guardians. The Columbus Clippers lost to Buffalo at Huntington Park this afternoon 12-9. The Columbus Crew and head coach Wilfred Nancy have agreed to a contract extension. Terms of the deal are undisclosed. The NBA has banned Toronto Raptors' Jontay Porter from the league after an investigation revealed that he had disclosed confidential information to bettors, limited his participation in at least one game while he was with the Raptors, and bet on NBA games while playing in the G League. The NBA launched an investigation into Porter in late March after sportsbooks noticed irregular betting on over-under on...
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
One is angry. The other one is bald.
What do you think I mean, bald? Bald! Bald, bald!
Here's Man and Bone.
I want to point something out.
All right.
I, too, would be bald if I didn't take these pills every single day. I've been taking the Propecia pills or whatever the generic is called now.
Yeah.
For almost 20 years.
It's called amateur pecia.
Hey. I didn't think about it for a second. Good job. And I'm so terrified that if I stop taking these pills, like my hair will just fall out in one day. All of it.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because we were watching last night. I had the NBA games on and ESPN. I'm trying to remember who was alongside Richard Jefferson.
Jefferson. Yes.
Maybe, I don't remember. It's one of the bald guys that does ESPN broadcasts, whatever. And so Richard Jefferson is obviously shaved head. This guy also shaved head, you know, probably trying to forestall the inevitable. And Melissa's like, wow, man, everybody's just, you know, out here not embracing their baldness. And I'm like, I too shave. Like, I don't let it grow long. I don't have like the, you know, coconut with a Hulu skirt on it. Like, no, I'm not going to do that.
You need a different look. And you can't shave it all the way.
No,
you can't be totally bald. You look like a Klan member.
Thanks.
You would. You would look like a total Klan member if you were totally bald.
I would think you look like a Klan member if you show up with a hood on. Like, that makes you...
Yeah, but don't you just stop
it. What am I supposed to do? I'm bald. Like, I just...
You have that look to you.
A fat white guy. Who's bald.
No, there are other white people who can pull it off. I'm just saying that's not something you could pull off, I don't think.
No, I have like shaved it all the way down. It's too much maintenance. I don't know if people realize that's a lot of shaving. That is,
you gotta do it every day.
Yeah, oh yeah, to get the cue ball look.
Yeah.
Like I have the stubble going and sometimes it gets a little longer than I have to shave it back down, but The cue ball polished dome thing, that's a whole nother level.
Like
of
Stanley
commitment.
Tucci. Stanley Tucci is a white guy, but he can pull off the shaved head look without you looking at Stanley Tucci like, oh, he's going to burn a cross on somebody's lawn.
But you're saying,
I think people would get the wrong impression.
You would accuse me of it even though you know me and know I would never do something like that.
I've known you for years.
That's bad.
But I would just yell racist at you and run away.
Well, I'm glad I don't shave my head all the way down then. Is it okay where it is now?
Oh, it's fine now.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
You look like every other fat soccer-loving guy
good.
Right now.
I don't want to give off any vibes that are not accurate, so good.
All right. A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.